Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Zakia.
I'm Portia.
And we're here with the Concept Crucible podcast at Maker Expo, and we are here with the Canadian Association for Girls in Science.
Yes.
I got to write that down.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about the association? And you're representing the Kitchener-Waterloo chapter, yes?
Yes. We have a Kitchener-Waterloo, Cambridge, and Guelph chapter, mm-hmm. and we do fun science, technology, engineering, and math activities once mm-hmm. a month with girls that are 7 to 16 years of age. And we usually do a field trip where we get together, we have like a small lesson, and then
fabulous.
We do some fun hands-on activities where we make something often.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what was the last field trip or workshop you guys ran?
I'm sorry?
What was the last field trip or workshop you folks ran?
Let's see. Our June event was a chemistry event where we were at the University of Guelph. Mm-hmm. We had a number of volunteers, including Portia here. She was part of organizing that event for us. Mm-hmm. And the girls did a number of different activities, including chromatography.
Yep.
And I'm going to let Portia explain that one for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So the girls made butterfly chromatography to see how different colors and markers actually separate. And they also made some slime, which was very exciting. So they do a lot of really cool things. So we basically take, we have a lot of volunteers who are in science in university, mm-hmm. Or we go out into the community and we just get the girls to do, they usually make something
yep.
related to some kind of science.
Okay. My brain just stopped. Huck.
Speaking of like, so what events do you have coming up that perhaps people, if they wanted to find mm-hmm. more about you and how they can get involved, what are some things coming up that they can look for?
Well, we're still in the planning stages for this year, but we've got a couple of events lined up so far.
Okay.
Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be getting together with the Kitchener Public Library Idea Exchange. They're here, I think, today at Maker Expo.
Right there.
Yes, over there. And we're going to be working on making and inventing solutions to problems that they're going to give us. Using little bits, if anyone's heard of little bits, the electronic, those...
What are little bits?
Little bits? Okay. Put me on the spot now. Little bits, Lego Mindstorms, and a whole okay. vast collection of Lego. So the kids are going to be getting together. My understanding is that it's a whole number of different things, including like wires and any kind of electronics.
Mm-hmm.
The kids put together, and it's modular. I think they can put them together, connect them together, and get them to do things. They can add
wheels, okay.
switch motors, and that sort of thing. So we're going to be doing that. And then in October right now, we're looking at working with Forestry Canada. They have a program where they're going to be sending us a volunteer who's going to be doing a presentation on Canadian forests. And then mm-hmm. the kids, what we're looking at doing right now is having the kids go out and doing some work analyzing and looking at the trees in the area that we are. So they're going to be learning about the trees and going out and doing something with them.
Fabulous. Can you expand a bit on the mission of the Canadian Association for Girls in Science?
Yeah, we were founded in 1992 by mm-hmm. Larissa Vangelis-Jeremko. She was 9 years old back then. And she was concerned that girls were not going into or staying in mm-hmm. science, technology, engineering, and math. So the organization was founded by her, and we've been going strong. We're Canada-wide right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have chapters mostly in Ontario. Our mandate is to promote and support interest in science, technology, engineering, math for girls. Because girls go into it sometimes and they don't stay in it.
Absolutely.
Or girls don't know the opportunities or how fun it can be. So we're here to supplement the existing educational programs that are already out there
yeah.
and just to show girls that there's a lot of fun things you can do.
What is the best part about working? Like can you think of a defining moment for running these workshops or working with the association? Or?
I think what I really enjoy as a volunteer working with the girls mm-hmm. is that they're all so keen. And as a girl in science, I... Mm-hmm. have taken courses in chemistry and math, and I often look around the room and see a lot of guys and not a lot of girls, but the girls in Kegis are just so keen. And you see this like 8-year-old girl and she says, I'm going to be an engineer. And you say, that's great. And they're just so enthusiastic about it. And it's just so inspiring to see girls pursuing that at such a young age. I think that's my favorite part about Kegis.
Yeah, I think my favorite part about Kegis is, like you said, being with the young girls, seeing them learn and seeing them approach problem solving in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a moment a couple of years ago where I realized, okay, this is why I'm here. There were two new girls that joined the club, and they were sisters. And they approached, we were taking part in rebuilding computers that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were very different personalities and very different approaches to the problem solving. And yet each of them did a great job. They enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And they weren't hesitating. It was great to see that they were building the confidence level that they need to go out there and do this in the real world and know that they can do it just as well as anybody else and have a lot of fun doing it. And that day, I can honestly tell you, that was a turning point for me when I saw just the two of them, and I could sit back and watch them, because I was trying to understand how these girls are going to, you know, enjoy Caicos and how we can make Caicos work for them, because they were brand new. And it was wonderful to see their different approaches and how much fun they had and how much they learned that day.
So, Abbas, you're doing incredible work.
Yeah.
Oh, so where can people find you online? We've got some links in the show notes as well. Where can people find you online?
Oh, yes. We have a website, caicos.ca, caigis.ca. Mm-hmm. We also have our local chapter's Facebook page under KWCG.
Mm-hmm.
Caicos.
Okay.
So that's the Kitchener-Waterloo, Cambridge, and Guelph chapters. So it's
okay. Fabulous. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us.
And where are you located at Maker Expo if people want to come by and check out your table?
So I think we're number 16, and we're just outside the front doors of City Hall.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to your table.
Awesome.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Awesome.